Hello, and welcome to this podcast. My name is Tracy Calixto, and I hope each of you are having a good day or night. Right now, it is my pleasure to talk about protesting and how is this performing these days. With nothing else to say, let's go to the topic. Struggling against the powerful is a tradition that stretches back generations. Some of the changes that have happened through history have a background of sacrifice and the struggle of those who wanted that change. It is important to know that protesters have changed the world, and they are a powerful weapon of change. As protesting is a very important tool from back generations, are we sure is this used effectively and correctly these days? How do we know the real meaning of a protest has not been corrupt with the passage of time? This is the case in point right now. Are the protests being performed adequately these days? First, let's go with the definition of a protest. According to the dictionary, a protest is a public, often organized, dissent or manifestation. Of such dissent, a declaration of objection that is formal or solemn, an expression of disagreement or complaint. Protests can take many different forms, from individual statements to mass demonstrations. Protesters may organize a protest as a way to publicly making their opinions heard in an attempt to influence public opinion or government policy. Or they may undertake direct action in an attempt to enact desired changes themselves. Where protesters are part of a systematic and peaceful nonviolent campaign to achieve a particular objective and involve the use of pressure as well as persuasion, they go beyond mere protests and may be better described as cases of civil resistance or nonviolent resistance. Throughout my life, I have witnessed different types of protests, but one thing I have noticed in some protests, not all of them, is that the people that participate in them have a wrong idea of the real meaning of a protest, or just they don't know the things that it takes to do a proper protest. My sense in this issue is that very important values about protesting have been lost throughout the years. Supporting my claim, I have some clear examples about how the protests haven't been executed properly. The first one we can find in the verb itself. As I said before, protests are a part of a systematic and peaceful non-violent campaign to achieve a particular objective, and involve the use of pressure as well as persuasion. They go beyond mere protest and may be better described as cases of civil resistance or non-violent resistance. It is important to remark that protesters is a peaceful and non-violent campaign, because nowadays we have witnessed some protesters which action and sometimes missions are the public disturbance and violence to achieve their goals. These, in my opinion, are no longer called protesters, but riots. My second example is the George Floyd protests. After the abuse of power executed by a white police officer to a black man, George Floyd, who later died in the hands of this officer, a lot of controversy emerged on the internet after this video was posted in the media. Quickly, people started to take a stance on the issue and to end racism and demand justice for the death of this innocent man that was cooperating with the police by not using any resistance. Many people used the powerful tool of protesting to point out their disagreement for this issue and to demand justice from the government. But many people, not every single protester during the protests, they didn't use this tool properly. They started to act violently by destroying places, monuments, and the public peace in order to be heard. The protesters that were executed no longer looked like protesters, but like riots. That's an example that many values of what a protest really means is being misunderstood by many people, and they are not being used adequately. On the other side of the issue, a professor of the University of Pennsylvania, Daniel Q. Gillian, an expert of civil rights protesters, talked about these violent protests. Quote, "I have studied protests from the 1950s to today, and I've looked across a host of different issues in which individuals can see change, whether electoral shifts of policies or donations. The reality is that, objectively examining protesters, violent protests has a positive impact on political and policy change. Non-violent protesters only bring awareness to an issue. Violent protesters bring urgency to an issue." End of the quote. Here we have an example that the violence can be effective, and some people really think that violent protesters do work and sometimes are necessary to have a change faster than the non-violent. On this side of the issue, there is also a response to the other side that is against the violence. They defend their side saying, quote, "Oftentimes when people say violent protests have no impact, it's not because they have empirical evidence. They are relying on their optimistic notions of seeing King and hearing his rhetoric. And those things are true, that non-violence can be affected, but the violence can also be affected if you look at the data and follow the protesters and see the impact that it has on the policy." End of the quote, Daniel Q. Gillian. And here, in this side, has also backup of evidence that proves that effectiveness of the violence on certain issues. They say also that the people that think that violence cannot help are unaware of this impact and just focus on keep the public peace by the old ideas of Martin Luther King during the civil rights movement. This side don't deny the effectiveness of the peace, but they also see violence as an option. In conclusion, the protests are sometimes not being executed properly according to its real definition, and this because some important values of it are not being applied, and many people think that at the time to protest, violence is a tool to influence the government. There are two sides of this issue. On one hand, we have the ones that promote peaceful protest by applying the original values of protesting, and on the other hand, we have the ones that think that violence is sometimes needed during a protest to really be heard effectively and fast. Because protests are a powerful weapon of change, everyone, as responsible citizens, should use it and exercise their First Amendment always with a well-intentioned and rational purpose to always seek for public peace. This was my podcast. I hope this was of interest for you. My name is Claudia Tracy Ramirez Calixto, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.